Exercise 5, page 87. Text 1.
Let me pay for this.
You paid last time we went out.
Oh, I don't care. I'll just use my credit card.
I thought you said that you were at the limit with it.
I was. I paid off a big chunk of it last month.
I'll never understand why you don't just use your debit card. You have money in the bank.
Yes. And I'll use some of it to pay off my credit card at the end of this month.
Why not just use the debit card to pay this bill? It will come directly out of your bank account.
Not all places take debit.
Nowadays they do. I have a credit card too, but I keep it at home for emergencies. I only take my debit card when I go out. It keeps me from running up my credit card bill needlessly. That way my credit card bills are always manageable. And it saves me a lot of money on interest.
Maybe you have a point there.
Text 2.
Hello, this is Alex Walters, and I'm calling from Fortune City News. I would like to take just a moment to inform you about an introductory offer for new subscribers. If you sign up today, you will get unlimited access to the online newspaper, and full access to 10 years of archived articles easily retrieved with just a quick keyword search. All of this is available for the low price of just $6.99 a month for the first 12 months. However, if you should wish to cancel at any time during the first 90 days, just give us a call or send us an email and we will cancel your subscription within 30 days with a full refund. If you decide to stay with us for the full 12 months, your subscription will be renewable within 10 days after it expires. And should you renew, you will be entitled to a 15% discount for your second year with us.
Text 3.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to FE Bank. How can we help you today?
Hello. I wonder if you can help me. I've just set up my internet banking account and I'm concerned about cybersecurity. Is there any advice you have for customers that are new to online banking?
Certainly. If you follow a few simple rules, online banking is a very safe and convenient way to manage your finances. Firstly, I recommend that you set up strong passwords for all your accounts.
What makes a password strong?
We recommend that you create a password specifically for your banking. Don't use the same one for all of your online activities. Try to include a mix of upper and lowercase letters, numbers, and special characters. Make it about 14 characters long, and remember to change it every 90 days.
Oh dear, so password 123 won't be good enough?
Absolutely not. And don't use any words that are related to you, like the names of family or pets. Those are too easy to guess.
Okay, good to know. What else?
Secondly, if you use a laptop for your internet banking, make sure you use some good antivirus software from a reputable company. Keep it up to date and scan your computer regularly. If you store passwords or personal data on your computer, it's a good idea to disconnect it from the internet when you aren't using it. All the time it is connected, it is vulnerable to hackers. Also, make sure your home Wi-Fi has a password. Again, make sure it is a complex password and not something people can guess.
Oh dear, I know we have a password on our Wi-Fi. I don't remember it though. I think it might be the name of our dog.
Well, it might be a good idea to change that. Will you be using your phone to check your banking?
Yes, I hope so. How do I do that?
You just need to download our easy-to-use app.
Oh great, I've downloaded lots of apps before.
I strongly recommend that you download it from the link on our website. That way you know it is genuine. All you need to do then is log in. And remember, it is important to be careful when you use public Wi-Fi.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Using an open Wi-Fi connection can be very risky. It exposes your information like your browsing history and passwords. You don't want anyone to see that sensitive information.
Really? I had no idea.
Yes. Public networks can be a magnet for hackers. They also make you vulnerable to viruses, worms, Trojan horses, ransomware, and adware, and you don't want any of those.
I'd never thought of that. I usually join any network that I can find.
You have to be careful. Sometimes hackers will set up fake networks just to collect passwords. That's why you should avoid logging into any accounts over public Wi-Fi connections if you can, unless you trust the connection that you're using.
This all sounds quite risky now. Maybe I shouldn't be taking any chances with my money.
You don't need to worry. Like I said, if you follow a few simple rules, it is quite safe and very convenient. The last thing to remember is to check your accounts regularly to monitor for any transactions you don't recognize. You can also set up email or text alerts when your accounts are used. That way, you know immediately if someone has got access to your money, and you can inform us to stop them. Customers with those alerts notice fraudulent activity twice as fast as those who don't use the service. Do you have any questions?
No, that has all been very helpful. Thank you so much for the advice.
You're very welcome. Here, take one of these leaflets for future reference. It has all the information I've told you, plus further advice about safe online banking. You can also check our website for more tips about keeping your money safe.